Do you still enjoy the smaller venues?
I'm from a place where there wasn't a ton of live music, you know, besides in church. So, and so I always wish that I had more opportunities growing up to go see live music. And so I love playing smaller places. People are always really grateful. Same attitude that I had, you know, anytime a band came to town that I got to go see that actually came to Oklahoma, I was just pumped.
Considering how relatively young you are as a songwriter, you tend to sound a little more mature and wise and world weary. To what do you attribute that exactly?
I don't know. I just try to make the songs the best I can, you know, and I try to listen to good, what I think of as good songwriters and take cues from those guys and gals. I've only been here as long as I've been here, so I don't know how people can think I sound older than I do. You know what I mean?
I absolutely understand. In Oklahoma, who are the state's musical icons? I mean, when you're young and you talk about musicians from that state, who are the first few that people talk about?
Usually, Leon Russell and J.J. Cale are the first two that come into my mind, and I'm a huge fan of both of theirs. But there are also a bunch of great songwriters. There's a guy named Tom Skinner who passed away a few years ago, who was awesome. There are a bunch of great singer-songwriters who like barely even gig. There are just tons of amazing songwriters in Oklahoma who just kind of do it as a hobby and play their local, you know, summer fest every once in a while. Larry Sparks, I can name a bunch of them.
18 wheels and 18 miles to Tucum carry. It's me and Billy Graham and the Bibles that I carry. Me, I'm not just any other Dick or Harry. I got a big cross painted on the side of my rig to remind the devil that he ain't so big and scared.
And you also were exposed to a lot of church music, right? You grew up in the Pentecostal church. And in your music, it doesn't necessarily sound a lot of times religious as far as content, but the soul and the spirit is totally there. I don't think, if you've ever spent time in a church and grown up around that music, I don't think that you know, no pun intended, that spirit ever really leaves you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think that I feel lucky to have grown up in a context where music wasn't only a commodity, you know, like music can be used for like spiritual purposes. And a lot of people just don't experience it that way. You know, they experience it on like buying records and like culture and whatever that is. But I really appreciate having grown up in a place where music is sacred and where music is used to usher in like transformative or meditative or whatever kind of experiences, or even ecstatic experiences. You know, the Pentecostal church was like during the song services when people would always like speak in tongues and all these kind of mystical things would happen. So I really fell in love with that aspect of music early on. And that's kind of what I think that hole that I'm trying to fill, you know, is like, how can I connect with that big thing, without having to go to church?
Preacher said a day is coming when a trumpet sound and the ground starts humming. There ain't no use hiding or running. Say your prayers and keep your fingers crossed.
Is there a sense of camaraderie among the, let's just call you the Americana musicians like today that they're traveling out there?
Yeah, it's funny. We are all, everybody that I've met and hung out with, it's all very much a let's support each other. We're all doing, you know, a similar thing. The more that one of us succeeds, the more the rest of us succeed. So, I definitely feel a sense of camaraderie. Weird part of it, though, is that you know, you hardly ever see guys in other bands unless you're actively on tour with them. And it's, I live in Nashville, but everybody's always on tour. So, trying to keep up with the ready schedule and hang out can be a little difficult.
Have you noticed over the last few years after the self-titled and then, I guess, The Very Last Day and other arrangements, are your audiences, are they a little bigger? Are they a little familiar with your music? Do you get the sense that you're kind of breaking through a little bit?
Yeah, like slowly, you know. I think we've had like a gradual growth with every record as far as like attendance to shows. And that's all I'm looking for, you know, is just for it to gradually get bigger. And I feel like it's happened, you know, there have been some like big highlight moments, but it's all happened pretty gradually, and I like that. It feels natural.
Consider yourself a blues artist. I mean, there's so much like blues power in your music, but most people hate to be pigeonholed, you know, by any kind of label. But when you think of yourself and your music, do you have that blues kind of thought?
I wish I was a blues man. Yeah, that's what I want to be. But I'm, you know, about 50 years late and all that. But yeah, that's so much of what I listen to and what I'm thinking about when I listen to music. Like, it stretches so far. Like, blues music is African music and American music, and it's jazz, and it can be pop music. And I love it, and that's what made me want to start really like playing guitar and writing songs. So listening to blues guys.
What can we expect when you play here?
I'll interact with the crowd, but when I'm on stage, I'm always so focused on like, let's make more music, you know. I think when I first started out, I talked a lot more to the crowd because I was doing, you know, like house concerts and like more acoustic singer songwriter rooms. But since I've been touring with a full band, it's more like how many songs and how much fun can we cram into one set, you know. I want it to feel like almost like a good movie where it's like there's points where you laugh, there's points where you like want to cry, there's points where maybe you're angry or like scared or, you know, unsettled, and then it resolves.
Thank you so much for taking some time today to speak with me.
Absolutely.
The sun comes up too early. It seemed I left the curtains open, curtains closing on my dreams. My baby's eyes are empty, it's like nobody's home. I'm not afraid of empty, I'm afraid of all alone.